Faith is often a matter of perspective. If you're clued in and are walking the streets of Thailand, you might pick up on this when you see bottles of red Fanta everywhere. Yeah, Fanta the soda. Bottles are placed on gilded altars by the roadside, but they're not for people. They're for ghosts. From Bangkok, the world's Patrick Nguyen picks up the story at his local 7-Eleven.
I'm here to buy a special elixir, strawberry Fanta. Ask any Thai person and they'll tell you. This bright red soda is the favored drink of friendly ghosts. See, in Thai culture, every home, from mansions to shacks, they're all inhabited by spirits. But you've got to be nice to them, because if you neglect the good spirits, they'll leave your home defenseless against the evil ones. One way to keep them happy? Give them red Fanta. Apparently, they love it. I tell the cashier I'm making a spirit offering. And then I ask for some advice. Do ghosts need straws? Yes, she says, and puts a few straws in the bag. In Thailand, every street has a spirit house, a designated place for angels to congregate. I head over to my local spirit house and crack open a few sodas. I've given Fanta to the neighborhood spirits, so they should be satisfied for now. And they'll hang out here all day and keep the evil forces away from my home. Everyone in Thailand seems to agree that ghosts love red Fanta. But why? It's just a tradition, says a woman named Dang. And she should know. Her job is selling Fanta and other spiritual offerings on the street. Good spirits also like cakes, flowers, bananas. You know, sweet things. And strawberry Fanta, with 64 grams of sugar in one 16-ounce bottle, it's nothing if not sweet. Dang says one bottle of Fanta will get you 10 wishes. Down the street, I find a small clothing store with a solitary bottle of red Fanta out front. I slip off my shoes and step inside to meet the owner, named Wachari. I ask her, does this stuff really help fulfill your wishes? It works, she says. If business is slow, I'll put out the Fanta, pray for customers, and they'll just walk in. She says Fanta actually attracts a special kind of ghost, the Guman Tong. It's like a magic invisible baby. And naturally, kids love sugary soda. Fanta sells like crazy in Thailand. This is its fourth largest market in the world. Even bigger than China or the U.S. Obviously, Fanta's supernatural vibe is helping to push sales. But when I ask people on the street, why red Fanta? I get scattered answers. Mostly, people say it's just tradition. I need to talk to someone with a deeper footing in the spirit world. So I arrange to meet a man named Wachadapon, nickname Jack. He's the host of Ghost Radio. It's a call-in show entirely devoted to the occult.
The Ghost Radio, Ghost Siri.
Jack says, honestly, no one really knows what angels like to eat or drink. We just give them stuff we think they might like. Thai society just organically agreed on red Fanta, he says. And now it's the go-to offering. Yes, but why red? Surely, I say, it must link back to blood sacrifice. This is a popular theory online. In ancient times, you'd appease the spirits with a slaughtered animal, right? But modern Thais in a big city, they aren't about to sacrifice a pig in front of their condo. So instead, they offer up blood red soda. But Jack hates this idea. No, no, he says. Angels are vegetarian. They only eat fruit and dessert. You'd never give bloody meat to an angel. Do that, and angels will move out. Demons will move in. Suddenly, your family will start fighting. Your stuff will go missing. You'll get hurt or sick. Now, I did invite Coca-Cola, the makers of Fanta, to comment for this story. They declined, saying they appreciate Thailand's loyalty, but Fanta's occult powers are, quote, not something we promote. Fair enough, says Jack. Thai people wouldn't like their traditions polluted by marketing, he says. But Coca-Cola can't do anything to separate Fanta from ghosts. In the Thai mind, he says, that link runs deep. In fact, You might get teased if you order a strawberry Fanta in front of your Thai friends, he says. You know what they'll say, he says? Hey, who do you think you are? A ghost baby? For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Bangkok, Thailand.